Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo International Film Festival, and especially the Sarajevo Talent, which we are partnered with. And today I'm with the first of the five Peck and Peach project directors, producers, Minos Nikolakakis, who's presenting here A Village of Two. So welcome, Nikos, Minos, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much as well that you got interested in my spooky story.
Yes, and you just came out of the public pitching, so I waited all these days so you can be more relaxed. But I think it was pretty easy for you, from what I saw, because you were very good, very clear.
Thank you very much. Your kind words will help my heart stop pounding from all the excitement of the pitching.
Perfect. Thank you, Minos. So, as I told you before, when we were offline, I will ask you to pitch your project for us, for our radio, for our listeners.
Okay. This is my first feature film, and it's a fable that's inspired by Greek tradition, which is... we call them paralogies in Greece, which are stories, actually, that deal with the supernatural and customs. And I got excited in them, not only because it's the cultural heritage of Europe and the Balkans, but also because my grandmother used to spook me up with these stories when I was young, and she was talking about her grandmother and her grandmother, and she caused me many sleepless nights. So this, along with my love towards Japanese cinema, where they deal with their cultural heritage, in a spiritual minimalistic approach, make the perfect marriage into my mind to give birth to this story. So this is the story of Panos, who is an idealistic graduate doctor that lives life in the big city to offer his obligatory services where he's truly needed. His brother was furious. He was urging him to come back. But Panos moves in an isolated village of the Greek countryside where it's inhabited by old women dressed in black, ruled by ancient superstitions. No men are around. And there, he falls in love with a withdrawn peasant girl, Kalomira, that suffers from a rare medical condition. She is fiercely guarded by her old father, who treats her like a monster because of her disease. Well, Panos asks for the locals' help, but they want nothing to do with Kalomira, and they actually force Panos out of the village. Well, he's torn between facts and superstition, and he's blinded by love, and he ends up killing the old man when he finds out that he abuses Kalomira. Well, against his brother's pleas to return, he hides in her isolated farmhouse, where he finds out that the old man wasn't her father at all. And Kalomira is a girl that hasn't grown old for the past 100 years. Overwhelmed by her as a doctor and as a man, he starts living a simple rural life, and something magical happens. A supernatural bond starts to forge between them, one that purifies both their bodies and souls. He finds paradise with that girl and doesn't want to leave that place. At one point, he thinks of visiting his brother back in the city. He's gotten old, she's still young, but she insists that he will not go away. And then things change. She starts sneaking out of the house at night, trying to meet a younger lover in secret. He's frustrated, he tries to leave, but his powers desert him as if that bond drags him back there. Soon, he finds the horrible truth. Just a few months have passed, yet now he's an old, weak man. His youth drained from a girl desperately seeking for unconditional love. Only an act of true love can end this never-ending circle of companions and cements his bond with Kalomira if he stays there forever and gets her pregnant. But at the last moment, he dies by the hands by the new lover she had been meeting in secret. Well, to his surprise, that's his own brother that had come to his rescue, and of course wanted a bit of paradise for himself. So this is more or less the story of the film, and by that I'm intending to create an allegory which asks why people, despite their own honorable goals, in their quest for paradise, they get drawn in a vicious circle where they become the monster that stood in their way. I'm going to be writing it and directing it as well, and co-producing it, looking for a co-producer. It has a cost for around 500,000 euros because it's going to be shot with a minimalistic way in already existing locations with spooky backstories surrounding them near Athens. And that's more or less the story.
So the setting is already there, and I was thinking that you're definitely contributing to the new wave of Greek cinema that apparently you're really, you know, well, I was telling a journalist colleague, that some years ago, a lot of years ago, like, there used to be good Greek films, but not so many. And now every Greek film that comes out is very good. So I don't know, what's going on in Greece?
Well, you know, it's what they say and what I really believe. You become better when you deal with some sort of crisis and some sort of need, because this is what is going to lead you to look better into yourself. I mean, a lot of the Greek films nowadays, the new wave deals with the crisis. Mine is not so much about the crisis, but it's about an inner crisis. That's the allegory, but that why we are how we are, and this is what Paraloges, these stories teach us, and that's what I'm trying to put through with my film.
So thank you, Minos Nikolakakis, for being with us, and I hope to meet you for your film's premiere.
Thank you very much, and I would also like to thank you, because you're one of the first people that got my surname right on the spot.
Thank you, because you got my name right.
Thank you very much, Chiara.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.